Try a subscription to Gardener's World magazine for just $14.99 and find inspiration for your garden. You and a loved one can enjoy two-for-one entry to hundreds of gardens nationwide. Visit buysubscriptions.com/May24 to subscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Hello, and welcome to the BBC Gardener's World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Hello, and welcome to Garden Favourites with me, Alan Titchmarsh. This is a new series of podcasts about some of my favourite things, not whiskers on kittens and brown paper packages tied up in strings, but the plants that I love and think are indispensable in a great garden. You see, everyone gardens differently and has their own favourite plants to grow. So join me as I share the plants and gardens that have become dear to me over my gardening years. The thing about gardeners is we are always planning ahead. It doesn't mean we're not enjoying the moment. It just means we've always got an eye to the future. And that's just as well, because it means that preparations can be in place to make sure that the colour isn't going to end in your garden tomorrow. You've got plans afoot to make sure it lasts even longer. And by thinking about your summer bedding plants now, and if you're not very good at raising them from seed, growing them from plugs, you'll make sure that when it is time to bed them out, mid to late May, depending on where you live, you will have plants ready to go straight into your garden or into containers. I had a wonderful summer, this one just gone, by trying one or two new bedding plants. And one that I was so impressed with was Scaevola, the fan flower. I just happened to see it in the garden centre. Oh, that looks quite nice. I might give that a go. I'd seen it before, and the one I'd seen before was sort of bluey mauve. This one had pink flowers. I've got one huge pot outside our front door. It's about 2 feet across, and I changed the display in it right the way through the year. It has spring flowers in it, and then it has summer bedding. And I put Scaevola, half a dozen plants, right round the rim of the pot, and it spills over sideways. It's not very tall. It's a spreader, and it comes out. It doesn't quite trail, but its growth is fan-like, as well as its flowers, actually. And it sort of spurts out from the side of the pot. Do you know, from me putting that in at the end of May until October, it never stopped flowering. It was spectacular right the way through the year, and that's why I'm a great fan of it. So look out for Scaevola, maybe new to you. That's S-C-A-E-V-O-L-A, Scaevola. Give it a whirl. I've also been a fan, and Mrs. Titchmarsh is a great fan, of Cosmos. Some of them are shortish, about 18 inches high. Some of them grow up to about 4 or 5 feet. Very frothy, feathery foliage, and flowers a bit like a single dahlia, but again they will bloom right the way through the summer. They tend to fizzle out come September, and what I have found is that the shorter varieties that are only about knee height tend to fizzle out faster than the taller ones. Some of them self-seeded in my garden, and the ones that did self-seed, they were the ones that lasted the longest, oddly. They do tend to need a bit of support, those really tall ones. They will plunge sideways if you're not careful. So you can either put hoops of bamboo canes along the side of the border just to stop them flopping forward, or give them a bit of brushwood, you know, a bit of twiggy pea stick just to hold them up. But they're such a delicate, dainty flower. And again, plants shouldn't grow from plugs. Now, the thing about plug plants is you can buy them at this time of year. They literally are little bits of compost about the size of half your index finger. They're tiny little plants. They've been sown and started off for you, and then you can just prick them out, space them out into trays of peat-free multipurpose compost and grow them on in a frost-free greenhouse or a frame. It just saves you doing that early sowing. So plug plants I find are really useful. I've been growing Lavatera, the annual mallow, for donkey's years. There are two main varieties, Silver Cup, which is pink, and Mont Blanc, which is white. And the great thing about Lavatera, which grows to about sort of mid-thigh height, is it's like an annual shrub in a way, full of these glorious trumpet flowers, but it also sets lots of seed. So if you want to sow your own, collect the seed from plants one year and keep them for the next. And it's one of those hardy annuals that you can sow outdoors in the garden in April. Again, seedlings will come up of their own volition. They need very little help, very little work. And I do love the brightness and the purity of those pink and the white flowers. When it comes to trailers, as opposed to Scaevola, which is just coming out sideways and fanning, I would never, ever be without ivy-leaved pelargoniums. Generosity of flower is astonishing. Again, you can have these in reds, whites, pinks, some of them contrastingly marked and stained in the centre of the petal. And the thing about pelargoniums, and I would group the zonals here as well, ordinary geraniums, but they're not hardy, so they're really pelargoniums. But the best ones to grow for summer bedding are the single varieties rather than the doubles. The singles shatter when they fade, the petals fall off, and so the plants tend to look cleaner with less dead heading needed than on the double-flowered pelargoniums. But either way, a summer without pelargoniums just wouldn't be summer for me. They're the first plants I ever had to water in the greenhouse of the council nursery when I did my first day's work in 1964. And I've loved them ever since. They have an aroma all their own, and the fact that they will flower right the way through the summer makes for me pelargoniums one of the best summer bedders. I know that all these plants are temporary and they'll only last you for the summer, but it's very little work, especially if you use plugs, to get this glorious summer show. That's it from me. Until next time, enjoy your garden, whatever the weather.
Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.